Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Road Warriors, that's what we are. It's a wonderful storyline if you think about it. I know you want to be good at home, but some of the most adversity happens on the road. I love that our record is 8-1-1 right now. We've beaten Winnipeg twice, and Jake Ottinger got his first shutout of the year. I know a lot of people want high-scoring hockey games, but for me, as an old-school hockey fan, this is perfect. I saw something wonderful yesterday. You know, the game against Calgary a few nights ago showed me that we kind of laxed up on our defense, and that is not who we are. That is not our identity. I don't know what happened. I know we're allowed to be human sometimes, and slips happen, but this game showed me that whatever Pete DeVore decided to work on in practice, it worked, and it showed us the identity of who we are, a two-way defensive hockey team. We got two goals in the back of the net like we should have, but we definitely played a much better back-end game. I loved how quickly everybody got back and stayed on their assignments and played just gritty hockey last night. You know, once again, back to the whole Ryan Suter thing. He may be a step slower, and I know that a lot of us are like hanging him out to dry right now, but I just still believe in his veteran presence in the locker room is paying dividends. So let's let him write out his contract, guys. I think that it'll be a matter of time before he ends up retiring. But I also watched him play really good last night. He got the puck out a lot. He was able to help the shifts happen pretty quickly. You know, he got a couple good shots on goal too last night. So, like I said, I'm not the one that's going to, like, you know, persecute the hell out of Ryan Suter. I'm not the guy that's going to, you know, want to hang him by his toes or whatever like everybody else, because, you know, at the time when we got him, I think we had a much better expectation. But I also think that I'm pretty sure of it. I'm almost certain of it that a guy like Miro Heiskanen, I'm 90% sure has learned a lot from Ryan Suter. I know he's a faster guy, Miro. I know he plays the two-way game a lot better than Ryan does, but I guarantee you a lot of the stuff I'm sure he learned from him. So once again, let's give Ryan Suter a break, guys. Can people start doing that? You know, there's moments I want to smack him. I admit it. I'm like, you made a boneheaded decision. But I also know that I'm sure there's a reason why Jim Neal keeps him. You know, we got to trust our general manager. He's done a hell of a job the last few years of putting the team together. And it just looks like this team will have some ups and downs throughout the season. But as fans, we have to kind of endure that if we want to watch this team for the long haul. I still believe we're going to win the Stanley Cup, guys. And the teams that have the true adversity through the year are the teams that are going to be better. I mean, we're going to get hot. We got a game against Calgary on Thursday, which I think we'll just go ahead and, you know, get that one back. We're going to get revenge off of how bad the home game was. I'm sure we'll be okay. Remember, that's what this game is. It's an ups and downs game. And I'm really happy that Otter got the shutout. And it wasn't just because we kept the puck out of our zone. I mean, we did do a great job of that, but there were some amazing saves that Otter made last night. You know, they were larceny, as Razor says. They were heroic. They were wonderful. Remember, great goaltending wins championships. You gotta have it, and we do. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, And congrats, Otter, for your first shutout of the year.